Invisibilia is back for a third season on Boise State Public Radio. The NPR program uses creative storytelling to investigate human behavior and to make science relatable. Tom Michael spoke to the program hosts, Elise Spiegel and Hannah Rosen. He began by asking Spiegel if she had ever interviewed anyone who seemed completely unrelatable.
Yeah, I have to say, when I did last season, I did a story about a woman who had mirror touch, synesthesia, and she was unrelatable initially. She has this thing where if somebody touches somebody else and she sees it, she feels it on her own skin.
Interestingly enough, people seem to relate to that story almost better than any other story that season, which really surprised me. I don't know what it is. I think that maybe people didn't have quite an extreme version of her neurological oddity, but they felt themselves to be extreme empaths. To answer your question, the first season of Invisibilia, the launching season, was very much about neurological oddities. So in that sense, they're not common problems. On the other hand, the aim even of those shows was to see, they were meant to illustrate something very common in human life.
One way to describe Invisibilia is that it combines storytelling with science. And isn't it hard to marry the two? They almost seem like opposites.
Is that an insult to science? No, it is our mission. And it's not actually that hard because our lives are ruled by forces, social psychology, regular psychology, all kinds of things. Every step you take, every story that happens has something beneath it that's driving it. So to me, it's actually a fairly natural combination. So you find an interesting story and you think something was propelling this forward. And so that's the thing we shine the light on. So we spend as much time kind of introducing you to characters and the narrative as we do to trying to explain the underlying force that drove this in the hope that you'll recognize that force as operating in your own life and world in some way.
Last week's episode of Invisibilia was about reality, which is a term we hear a lot about at the intersection of politics and journalism. What's fake news? What's real news? But you approached this in an interesting way. It was almost not about politics.
Well, we kind of did indirectly.
That's our version of a political discussion.
Yeah, I mean, that show is partly inspired by or became more urgent after the election when we noticed that people in the country were doing exactly what people in that town were doing, which is looking out at the same thing and seeing something completely different.
But here in Idaho, there's like everywhere across the country, huge divide. In fact, that urban-rural divide is writ large in this state. And in that episode, you're essentially talking to a drunk in a bar.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Max has been bubble hopping. And just for people who haven't heard it, it's this Google engineer who decides that he's stuck inside a beautiful bubble. And so he creates an algorithm which randomizes his life. So he has an algorithm that tells him where he's going to go over the course of the day, what he's going to eat, what music he's going to listen to, where he will live. And so he's had a lot of experience at this point coming into situations with where people are really, really different and also some hostile situations. And so he just
pushes through
and doesn't have a negative emotional reaction to the hostility, and he's able to kind of move to a different place with the people.
I mean, the broader idea there is that if you stay in what in that story Elise refers to as a prison of preference, which many of us live in now, where you're just kind of reinforcing the things that you already know, which is, I think, very easy to do in today's culture, then you're never going to get anywhere.
Then you're stuck in...
Yeah, you're stuck in whatever you already know, or maybe you're not stuck, maybe you're happy there. But when you're asking, okay, we have this great divide, well, that way is sure to reinforce the great divide.
Invisibilia is a podcast that's a radio show. It's a radio show that's a podcast. Most people struggle in one of those realms, but you get to enjoy the best of both worlds.
I actually think each of them provides a beautiful and different opportunity. Radio allows us to extend our idea over a perfect hour. It's like a meal is how I think of the radio show. And podcasting is a little looser, as we all know, like the time is not as rigid. So we can just be a little more experimental. We can be experimental with how long or short things are, how we pair things together. So I think each space has its advantages.
That was Hannah Rosen with Elise Spiegel, the hosts of the NPR program Invisibilia, which we broadcast on Boise State Public Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m.